Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Nia. I am calling in remote today. I'm not in my office. I'm not recording. I just wanted to come here and give a quick update on what's going on. I didn't want to skip the week without posting a podcast or a talk radio show. This week, I have decided to take a short hiatus. I'm recording from home today because I didn't go into my office. But I'm deciding to take maybe like a little two-week hiatus to re-strategize. You know, we have to sometimes find ourselves doing that when we're in business, especially when we are reintroducing ourselves and trying to community our audience. And I appreciate the people that tune in, the few of you that tune in and check me out and or visit my page or visit my website to find out what's going on with me. That does not go without being acknowledged, and I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm going to take a little while off to do some work without having to obligate myself to planning to do a show. It's a one-woman show that I do. I run it, produce it, write it, and so that can be a lot. But that's okay. I love what I do. I enjoy what I do, and I'm not complaining. I just have to know when it's time for me to pull back, and then when it's time for me to propel forward, I'll move. That's how it is. That is how it is, especially when you're a believer, you're a person of faith. You have to understand obedience. You know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. It's somewhere in there, probably in the Old Testament. Yeah, I'm not a biblical scholar. But I know scripture. I can't point you to them, but they're in my heart. So that is that. So I'm going to be working on some things for the magazine. I am going to be working on putting together the issue for, I've been talking about it for a while now, for my 10 years that's coming up, my 10-year celebration of 10 years in business. And I have a nomination form that is open to nominate some people for me to profile and acknowledge. I'm also planning to pull together something to talk about, or maybe like a mini-sode to put on my YouTube page to explain my reason for going into this and how long I've been in it. You know, people have to know who you are. You have to build up trust in your community because there's been so much distrust, and people don't know who to trust nowadays. And so you just have to make yourself transparent and build up the credibility with your people, because that is very valuable and important. And so I don't take having a platform and talking and engaging with Black people, I don't take it lightly. You know, it is something that I'm passionate about, and I want my people to trust me. I don't just want to expect that you all give me your attention, and I think it's something that I'm supposed to get. So that's that. And I wanted to also give an update on the T.I. Harris reparation situation. So I covered it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I did a media package on it, and I was waiting for an update and finally got one like a week ago. And the Lloyd's of London Insurance Company actually did give him response to his letter, and he said once again they were apologizing for their role in the transatlantic slave trade. And actually I saw in Forbes that, I don't know if they read the response as well, but I saw that Lloyd's of London said that they will be making some adjustments to their plans moving forward to support the Black community and kind of give their points on what they want to invest in Black people as a form of recompense. So for what they participated in. So we will be looking forward to that, and hopefully you know, we can keep moving forward, and when that's effective, we can call other organizations and companies to be held accountable for their participation in the in the slave trade. So much love to T.I. for that, and other celebrities who put their power, put their celebrity behind movements. You know, we need more of that. And he's setting the standard for what celebrity is really all about. You know, we kind of have to recultivate our understanding of what celebrity is. If you have that, you can use that to help your people. You know, it's not to be idolized or worshipped. And I think at some point that got mixed and confused, and people began to idolize celebrities. But, you know, you have that power and that influence, so you should use it to uplift people. But those who misuse it will be held accountable. We know that. So with that being said, I'm still going to be working on unfolding and unraveling Ice Cube's reconstruction plan that he has for the Black community. I think that is a powerful project that he's working on. And so if I want to work on building an initiative around some of his guiding principles. So I'll be working on that also. You know, when you get invested, when you start investing in these things, you always find work. You know, you find work for yourself. You find things to keep you engaged. And when you have a passion for hurting people, you always try to find ways to uplift them and find out what you can contribute and what you can do. So, you know, we all got our work cut out for us. So I'm just going to take a little time to make sure that, you know, I'm lending my energy in the right places and doing the right things and preparing for the things that God has in store for me and the people that he will send to help me. I'm trying to build up my team. I'm trying to build up my advisors, my advisory committees. I'm trying to be in contact with my mentors, you know, people who give me advice on where to take my business and things like that. I just want to reconnect with them. It has been, you know, with this pandemic, we just jump into doing work because we have to keep our sanity. You know, we have to keep ourselves busy and keep ourselves grounded. And so jumping into that work has brought me to a place where I feel like I have to restructure some things. So I'm going to be doing that. And I'm going to take my time doing it because I don't have a audience, a huge audience. So thankfully, I'm able to commit myself to restructuring things because I don't have that obligation. So God knows what he's doing, right? That's why I don't complain. I just do my work and keep it moving. I don't complain. So with that being said, I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening. I'm being... What'd you say? Oh. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I was interrupted. I'm at home, like I said. And I will be in touch. Check me out on www.onepurposemagazine.com. You can also visit 1ptalk.com and get the previous episodes if you want. You can also check me out on YouTube at One Purpose Mag. And you can also just subscribe to my newsletter. And I will be posting those while I'm out. And, yeah, until September sometime, I will holla. God bless you all. Peace.